Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Rashad Bateman met with the media at the start of training camp in Owings Mills.
Sorry to cut you off, but I just want to give a huge, because I see him over there, I want to give a huge shout out to the Ronald McDonald House. If y'all ever got a chance to check them out and, you know, see what they do, please do. I do a lot with them, you know, during the fall. Check them out. I appreciate it. But for me, it feels good. You know, year four, blessed. I'm excited. And we'll go see what's in store. The foot is healed. It's not a problem anymore, thank God. Obviously, this year is different than last year. I'm healthy 100%. And that's all I can say about it, man. I don't really want to keep talking about my injuries. It's past me. That's the past now. So we're on to bigger and better things now. Super Bowl. It's not about me. I need to, like, do what's best for this team, whatever that is, you know, whatever my role is, you know. I expect my role to be bigger. You know, I'm ready to take on that role. So we'll see what happens. Continue to stay healthy, and I just got to, you know, go out and show consistency. So Lamar can trust me, so the team can trust me, so Todd Munkin can trust me. You know, I just got to go out and do my job.
We know Lamar's out with an illness. Just for day one, how big is it to have someone like Josh that's done this for 10 years now versus having a couple of rookies running for
him? It's definitely good to have Josh. He's an old head around here, so he's a good leader for us. You know, he teaches us a lot when it comes to the game of football, and he definitely leads us in the right direction, so it's good to have him out there. I would definitely say this is the most comfortable I've been, you know, with the team and the players coming back. We all are pretty close. You know, we stay in touch, tight-knit group. You know, when we come out here and work, you know, we help each other and we try to give each other the best advice. So it's definitely a blessing to come out and play with guys that want to get better every day. A lot, because this is the first offseason that I've been able to, you know, really dive into, you know, what I wanted to. I trained a lot, you know, 3-4 times a day, every day. So hopefully, you know, it pays off. But, yeah, I did a lot of working out this summer for sure.
What kind of things were you working on?
Running, route running, catching, just, you know, learning how to become a better football player. Yes. Yes. It's humid out here. I got to be prepared for this. I train in Arizona, but, like, it's different. I don't know what's going on today.
Rashad, Mark Andrews missed some time last year, but that would allow Isaiah Likely to kind of break out. What do you think that could look like this year?
Say that again?
Mark Andrews missed some time last year, but that allowed Isaiah Likely to kind of break out. What do you think that could look like this year?
I mean, I'm excited to see what it looked like. I don't really know either. I mean, you got this guy, you got this guy, you got that guy. And at the end of the day, you got Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. So, I mean, I'm kind of like everybody else. I'm just excited to watch it.
You talked about being more comfortable and being better physically. What does that do for you mentally coming into the season, knowing you're 100%, you've gone through your full off season? How are you mentally?
I feel good.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.